there are basic things. If you're using a travel agent, look for one who's ABTA registered. So people will see the letters ABTA, ABTA. And that means that the agent is a member of the Association of British Travel Agents. And they have an arbitration scheme so that if things go wrong, or if the travel agent goes bust, for example, then there is protection in place for your money, and they will do all they can to help you. So that's a really good protection. Lots of people now, of course, want to book their own holidays on the internet. So if you're buying a flight separately, the thing to look for is that they hold an ATOL licence. So that's an air travel organiser's licence. And that, again, gives you a guarantee of protections in place if something goes wrong. Particularly if you're on holiday, the ATOL guarantee ensures that you'll be brought back to the country even if your holiday company has gone bust. So ABTA and ATOL are the two things to look out for particularly.
So looking at accommodation, what do people need to look for there?
Again, there's been a big rise in people booking their own accommodation because of the internet. A lot of people advertise their villas or their apartments or whatever, and people book directly with them. Unfortunately, it's also been a trend for a fraud to develop around those, in that people, fraudsters, find pictures of lovely villas or something, post them on the internet, say that they're for rent, ask for the money up front by bank transfer or money transfer, the money sent off, people turn up thinking that they're going to be able to get into their villa for a fortnight or whatever, and it doesn't actually belong to the person they've paid the money to. Somebody probably lives there, or somebody else has rented it for a holiday, and people have lost their money and they don't really know who they've rented the accommodation from.
And just looking at holidays in the UK, some people like to have staycations, as they're called now. What particular things should people look out for with that?
Well, you might find that UK hotels and accommodation use logos. Again, there are a couple of companies that are particularly well known in terms of endorsing and running star systems or rating systems for accommodation. And you can check on their websites or with them whether those people genuinely are a member, because obviously if you're using that and relying on that as an indication that they're going to meet a certain standard, it's best to check it out in advance and make sure. And again, if you're booking any sort of accommodation, whether it's in the UK or overseas, our advice would always be don't pay by bank transfer or money transfer, because you don't really know where it's gone, and there's no sort of easy chargeback procedure if things do go wrong and you turn up and the accommodation's not available.
And a lot of people use review sites, whether it's posting on them or looking at what other people say. Should you be careful about sort of booking something based on what you see on a review site?
Yes, as with all reviews, it's best to look at a number of sites and to look at, say, chat forums and things like that as well, so you're getting a good overall picture. Because we are aware that, unfortunately, some operators do post their own fake reviews. So if somewhere has lots of five-star reviews, it may well genuinely be a marvellous place, but it could also be that somebody is posting fake reviews. So have a look at a few different review sites so that you're getting a genuine picture.
And some people still have timeshares, which were very, very popular a few years ago. What do people need to think about with that?
I think people will remember that there were a lot of problems with timeshares, and that often people had found that they were tied into a contract maybe that they hadn't fully understood. And we're in a position now where, unfortunately, some unscrupulous companies are contacting people out of the blue and offering to get them out of those timeshare contracts and asking for an upfront fee. Now, there are genuine companies who can try and help you get out of these contracts, but they don't tend to cold call, and they certainly don't ask for a fee up front. So if you are a timeshare holder and you do get a call or a letter or an email out of the blue from somebody offering to get you out of a timeshare contract and asking you for an upfront fee, then please be very suspicious. Don't send any money off. And again, do some research, look at reviews of different companies, and think about getting independent legal advice on the best way to get out of your timeshare contract.
And another thing actually to be wary of is emails, isn't it? Offering holidays or cheap holidays, requiring you to click on a link.
Yes, and these sort of phishing emails, as they're known, come up in all sorts of guises. In the run-up to Christmas, there were things around, you know, enter this survey and win a gift voucher to spend in a supermarket or something like that. Now it's holiday time, then they're going to turn up in that sort of guise, and you're quite right. You should never click on a link on an email that's just come unsolicited out of the blue to you. If you're interested in sort of following up and looking at the website, then go and put the web address or search in a search engine for the website rather than following any links.
And Citizens Advice has lots of information on all these sorts of things, hasn't it?
yes, you can look on the Citizens Advice website, but if you need specific advice about a problem, then you can give them a call as well, and that's 03 454 0405 06.